So recently, over the past month or so, Sony has been gradually re-releasing all the Spider-Man movies. It's been pretty much like one per week, and I gotta say, it's awesome. Just seeing these movies back on the big screen after so many years, it just feels nostalgic. I love the movies. I love the character. Even the Andrew Garfield ones, I have no problem with. I just recently saw the original Amazing Spider-Man. Solid movie. It was fun. I got my tickets to see Amazing Spider-Man 2 already. Yes, I am going to go see it. And it just makes you wonder, why can't they make movies like this anymore? Is it because they're so low in ideas, or is the idea just too worked out? Too is like run its course? Or is it just, like I said, are we out of ideas? And it makes you wonder because, like, the movies are pulling in, millions of dollars over the course of a couple days, and it's nothing more than distribution costs that's costing them. So they're actually making solid profit on these things, which, I mean, granted, I think Sony needs to do that right now. And it kind of makes me wonder, will this kind of go to, because they're going to send all of them through. The new ones from, the MCU are coming out as well. Got my tickets for those. And, but beyond that, are they going to start re-releasing the MCU movies? Iron Man 1 and 2 and 3, the original Thor movies, Captain America, the first Avengers movie. I mean, because you and I know, Marvel hasn't had a good track record since Endgame. Yeah, they've had a few wins. I mean, that Spider-Man No Way Home, Guardians 3 was good, but it's been a lot of more misses than actually wins, for Marvel in the past, hate to say it, 5 years. Can you really believe it's been 5 years since Endgame came out? It kind of blows my mind, and maybe does yours too. But so, because we don't, well, with Marvel, they're taking a hammering lately. I mean, so far, apparently they've lost a lot of money on their TV streaming services. They've lost a lot of money on their movies. So it makes you wonder, are they going to go back into the vault and do, the original Iron Man remastered and send it back out? Because you know damn well it's going to do very well in theaters. I mean, it's the one that kind of started it all for Marvel. Are they going to bring out, Winter Soldier remastered? Because that was a fantastic movie. It just kind of baffles my mind on what they have out now, being the, digital age that we are, compared to when back it was DVDs and Blu-rays so long ago, in a simpler time, and just seeing it being, Marvel's way of possibly clawing themselves back is going back in time and redoing the past, but redoing the exact same way with maybe polished up effects a little bit. But to be honest, one thing that I've been enjoying about seeing the Spider-Man movies in theaters is they're not touched up. These are the same original graphics from, 2000, 2002, 2004. And yeah, Sony does not have the best CGI for their movies. It's just understood. I mean, everyone knows it. You know it. I know it. So it's one of those, seeing Tobey Maguire fly through the air in Spider-Man 1 from, rooftop to rooftop, and being like, my Nintendo Switch has better graphics than that. It doesn't bug me.
Thank you.
It does bug me because that's how it came out. That's how it was originally seen, when these movies came out in theaters. And it's, like I said, for me, it's nostalgia. But it also kind of shows where it all came from, how things progressed. And I think my dog Ghost might have an opinion on this. He's looking at me kind of weird. No, I think he agrees with me. He's just kind of nodding his head. So, and the best part is that if you are, I know at least I'm part of the AMC memberships, so I can just book the ticket. So I can just kind of, when I want to see it, I can see it. I mean, I've already booked my tickets for, a few of the MCU Spider-Man movies, and I'm excited to see him. Because right now, there's not much out for me to see. Nothing that I would enjoy until Deadpool 3 comes out. And I am praying to God that the hype of the trailers translates into the movie. I want that movie to do well. I really, really, really do. But folks, that's all I got for this time. So once again, I am Vincent. This is Nerd One. Do come find me on social media. I'm still doing Twitter. Well, sorry, X at Nerd15. We are on Instagram, Nerd One Podcast. Our website is podpage.com/nerd1. If you don't mind, please do share the episode. Like, subscribe, retweet. Let's grow that nerddom. But until next time, stay safe out there. Wash your hands, stay clean. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye for now. Hello, folks. I am Vincent. This is Nerd One, and welcome to my podcast.